Well, if you are working from home right now and listening to the show, streaming it at WEEI.com or on the Odyssey app or on the radio, thank you. Or you're watching it from home on YouTube or on Twitch, thank you. And a little bit of news this morning. Curtis, Dell Technologies, pretty big company, Dell Technologies.
Very big. Their heirs have very big, expensive, lavish weddings.
They used to have a PGA event.
120,000 employees globally.
Mm-hmm.
Revenue of over 100 billy, Wiggy, woo! As he would say. Well, unfortunately, yesterday, internally, they ordered all employees back to work in the office 5 days.
Wow.
All right.
Five of them. Not a good sign for the work from homers.
Five days a week
back in the office. So
I feel like going back to work would help out with your like mental health.
You think so?
Because you're around people. Yeah. Imagine you're sitting at home all day long.
Yeah.
And if you're a person that's, you know, struggles with talking and meeting people.
It doesn't help for your coworkers, though, because you don't remember any of their names.
Yeah.
So it gets them depressed.
But literally. I told you, like Frank Costanza, I would love us all to wear name tags.
Yeah,
do you remember our friend, Blonde?
Sharon. Yeah.
What about, what is the name of Sales Smoke?
Is it Chris? Is it Christina or Christine?
Krista. No.
Krista.
Yes.
Close.
All right.
But that was better than I expected.
But I told you.
Wiggy, I have to say, though, you landed on something. Like, when we were working from home and everything was remote, I and many others warned of the mental health impact that would have. So now we said that was the worst thing, that working from home and being alone was a bad thing. But now, 2 years after the pandemic, people still say they want to work home, and now they say it's for their life balance.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Right? Doesn't that fly in the face of reason?
Because I think like a lot of people, you know, it will help them with their social skills and just being out there and getting back to work. And
yeah. Well, they said it's about employee development and it's about team development. It's about all those things that, like, I get accused during the break. Somebody in the Twitch chat said, why is Greg such a boomer hardo when it comes to work remote? I just think that I think we've all been hurt by the lack of collaboration. I think that when it comes to
boomer.
I just try to offer these kinds of things as a little bit of a perspective of somebody who's been around for an extended period of time. I'm nearing 60. Mm-hmm. I offer.
And Greg, just so you know, what day of the week often has the fewest cars on the road in the new world that we live in? I'll tell you, Friday.
Yes.
Every morning I go to get my coffee on Summer Street or L Street, whatever it is right there in South Boston. And Monday through Thursday, it's a real pain. You got to find another spot to park in, run across three lanes of traffic. Friday morning, I literally park right in front of a Starbucks. There is nobody on the road at the exact same time.
But are you okay with like a flex schedule, like how some companies
call that a shime schedule around here?
I'm playing injured over here for 3 days.
I appreciate you, Shime.
Like you have to be in the office 3 or 4 days a week.
I think that people in general, it's a team. You have goals that you set and you want to try to achieve them together. It's very difficult when people are disconnected to achieve those goals, whether it's ideation or rev gen or just simply enjoying the people that you work with, knowing what they like to do. What's going on in their lives, all of those things. And Dell has figured out, I hate to say it, because people lose the work from home, people lose their S about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about revenue and productivity when it comes to Dell and every other company. And they have figured out, I'm sorry, you're just not working at home and you're just not developing as much business at home as you did in the office.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I just think that a lot of companies, I think it's a good compromise to give people the option because it's going to be very hard to take those graduating from college right now on board where they've seen
they
the last couple of years.
You know,
a lot of companies are never going
to
go back to it.
They might have to grab the old bootstraps, Courtney, and figure out how to get to work 5 days a week.
Hey, I never had the work from home luxury. I was always back in the office, but I'm just saying that there are all these millennial companies that are never going to make you go back to the office. So people will always have that option. So as we get further and further away from the pandemic, when this is all over,
you know, much time is wasted. Here's one specific thing. How much time is wasted waiting for somebody to get on a Zoom or waiting for somebody?
You being here, like, it's too much. Like, I like to be able to see your energy, feel your energy, look at your lips when you're kind of, have the ability. Right. When you're just, like you said, on a, Zoom or, that's why I hate the Manning cast, because I can't stand that Eli and Peyton are not in the same room, because it's always like a delay. It's like Bill says something funny and then Eli kind of said something over it because they're not in the same room and there's a delay. You're right. And the working remotely is part of that, but being able to throw crap at the wall. You know, like, I like to throw crap at the wall.
Also, we asked you previously to stop looking at other people's lips in the in the Zooms.
Mine are hard to miss sometimes.
If you could, please. All right. We should probably do They Said It at 7:20, Chime.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea, Greg.
It's a Friday. It's fine.
Yeah, it's whatever. You know, it don't matter.
I liked your lead, Greg. Yeah. I almost dropped an F-bomb.
I appreciate that. Actually, yeah, we could do a little They Said It, and then we can talk to Jelani Tavai on a Patriots Friday at 7:30. But right now, this.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox kick off their last series of the season tonight with the Rays at Fenway Park. 7:10 first pitch with Nick Pivetta getting the start. Make sure to start listening at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Curtis has been teasing it, but be prepared for a weekend full of A-listers giving Joe his flowers. The Cowboys took down the Giants in Thursday Night Football last night. 20-15 was the final. Scary situation for Micah Parsons, who went down with an ankle injury. X-rays looked clean, but he is getting an MRI today. In college,
Shine, Malik Nabers, we talked about it at the start of the show, but he is going to be a special player.
Yeah, he is awesome. He also came out of that game with a concussion, but said after the game he is all good as well.
Is that a real landing spot for Bill?
Dallas?
No, New Giants? York. The Giants.
If they have an opportunity to get a quarterback, I don't see why it wouldn't be.
I feel like if I'm John Mara, do you keep going to Belichick people? First Joe Judge, then Brian Daboll, and Bill Belichick.
Or do you think the other way, where it's like, I've tried all these people adjacent to Belichick, I actually get the real thing?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, Bill Belichick finishing his career with the Giants, I think for him would be perfect.
Poetic.
And it seems like you can get a quarterback that would be a solid quarterback, like a Kirk Cousins.
He's not awful, though. He wasn't awful last night.
No, you're not winning anything with Daniel Jones.
Huh?
You're not winning any championship with Daniel Jones.
And then with the whole, like, disgruntled quarterbacks nowadays, maybe you could trade for a guy potentially. I don't know.
Bill go grab Bryce Young and make him his ultimate reclamation project?
Ooh, what if Bill sends Jimmy G to Germany to get some HGH and get some healthy and ready to go for next year?
What about Bill and Mac Jones reunited?
No. Stop.
For the New York Football Giants.
Stop. I thought you told me you would stop with this Mac Jones stuff.
I'm waiting for Pauly to say Tom Brady to the Giants.
As we follow Hurricane Helene, there will be some college games probably impacted by this. The game between Florida A&M and Alabama A&M has already been postponed until November 29th. And NFL games to keep an eye on. Eagles at Bucks and Saints at Falcons. It is here. The prime rib dinner is back at the 9. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib served with your choice of two sides. Available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday. You gotta love the 9s.
This is gonna shock you. Not a prime rib guy.
All right. That is shocking.
Not my thing. Just too much. The meat is too fat.
Mm. Oh, give me the prime rib.
No, ribeye.
The good au jus.
Ribeye all day long. All day long.
So you would turn down a piece of prime rib?
Yes, I would. I would turn it down. I would literally walk out on it.
I think you're not allowed to have any more food takes. I think this is where you've hit the wall.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. This is. Why would you ever be upset about prime rib?
It's not a. It does not appear to be a great cut of beef, even though the word prime is in it, mm-hmm. which is a tad bit misleading.
Is that one you always get at, like, a lot of the events that they cut at the end of the...
Yeah, carving station.
Carving station.
That might be tenderloin more so than it is prime rib.
But it's not like a real piece.
Prime rib is like a big, fat, mm-hmm. big, thick... fatty piece of beef.
Right.
No, thanks.
Yeah, but when it's cooked good, man, it just, like, it falls apart. Like, it's like, smooth as butter. It's so good.
It's not appealing to me. I don't know why. Not appealing.
Hey.
All right. Courtney, thank you.
You're
Curtis,
welcome.
Weather?
I'm shook by your prime rib take.
I knew that was going to happen.
61 degrees. Everybody says it's old people food. That means it's for you. afternoon high of 75.